The United States entered World War I 100 years ago this week on April 6th, 1917. The war is remembered mostly for its brutality, but as NPR's Greg Myrie explains, it was also a moment when emerging technologies converged, remaking life on and off the battlefield.
Over there, over there.
Imagine you're a military officer in World War I. Armies have grown so large you can no longer communicate just by the sound of your voice or the wave of your hand. You need to synchronize movements of troops and artillery far and wide. You need a wristwatch.
The entire process of using artillery to protect folks in the trenches as they advanced was an elaborately timed, choreographed forward motion.
That's Carlene Stevens of the Smithsonian's American History Museum, and she's showing me a 1917 Elgin watch, the kind worn by many soldiers. Before the war, wristwatches were worn mostly as jewelry by upper-class women, but they became essential gear for frontline officers. This one has white numbers, tipped with radium so they glow in the dark, and a metal grille partly covers the watch face.
This guard is often referred to as a shrapnel guard, so that if a soldier is out in the field, the guard protects the tender dial of the watch.
This is one small example of the way the war sped up technology at a rapid-fire pace. Speaking of rapid fire, machine guns were introduced in the war, as were tanks, radios, and military aircraft. This was the first real technology war. The examples are endless, so we'll let historian Libby O'Connell sum it up.
The soldiers rode in on horseback and flew out on airplanes.
O'Connell is part of the World War I Centennial Commission created by Congress to mark the anniversary. Like many historians, she feels Americans don't appreciate the ways the war and its technology transformed this country and the world. The day after Congress declared war, the government banned private radio in the country, fearing it might be misused. Here's O'Connell again.
What the government does by taking over the radio industry, they were able to really fund technological advances that would have otherwise taken years to do.
These advances merged in ways no one had imagined before the war. Radio and phone communications were vital to orchestrating troop movements along a front line that stretched hundreds of miles. As Carlene Stevens explains, wristwatches also proved critical for pilots, serving as a backup fuel gauge.
If you were out too long as a pilot, you didn't make it back because you ran out of fuel.
Of course, warfare and technology also collided in nefarious ways that produced mass death, most notably with chemical weapons. But when the war ended, the U.S. emerged as a true military power, with the world's largest economy, a more global mindset, and a new appreciation for technology. Here's Libby O'Connell.
World War I will change everything. It turns it into the modern world. This will be the beginning of the truly modern era.
And even then, Americans could feel that something had changed.
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they seem hairy?
Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Away.